Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. The Demoncrats. I'm always talking about the Demoncrats. Why? Because they are Demoncrats. Well, let's talk about how they are destroying America. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday. It is April the 12th, 2024. Man, we're just days away from the most important election of our year. Of our lifetime. Now I say our year. The most important election of our lifetime. And we are coming up on it right now. And I know a lot of people are sitting on the edge of their seats, kind of curious, how bad is it going to be? Are the Demoncrats going to cheat like they did in 2020? And to be honest with you, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Of course they're going to cheat. They've already said that President Trump is a Hitler figure. So if you could go back in time, you had a time machine, and you can stop Hitler from doing all of the crazy, terrible things that he was doing, would you do it? See, the Demoncrats see President Trump as the same thing, so they figure that they can do anything by any means necessary to remove President Trump from office, to make sure that he doesn't go back into the White House. This is their goal. They're willing to do anything and everything. So, yes, I do believe that they're going to cheat. That's why President Trump himself even said, too big to rig. Too big to rig. Well, I will be taking your phone calls on this wonderful Friday, and I want to know what you have to say about the whole FISA issue. They passed it in the House. So what does this mean? It means that the federal government can spy on you, can do, I'm going to go ahead and call it an illegal search on you, without even going to get a search warrant. You know, there's this little thing called the U.S. Constitution that's supposed to prevent them from doing that. But as I'm always saying, the Demoncrats, along with some of these Rhinocrats, they don't care about the Constitution. How important is the Constitution today? How important is it? You know, the Founding Fathers, when they created the Constitution, they created the Constitution for today's date, for today's time. The Constitution was written for today. Because they knew at some point evil people would be in control and evil people would do everything they can to destroy this country. And they put the U.S. Constitution there to try to prevent it from happening. But you know what? It's still happening. Because the people that are in authority positions, the people that are over the law, per se, they're actually implementing against what the Constitution says, what the Founding Fathers warned us about. They're actually implementing it. They're pushing it to it. They're pushing it on us. Now, I don't know about you. See, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't go out and rob any banks. I don't go out and attack anybody. I don't ever advocate for it. I don't even plan on doing it. And some people go, but Will Johnson, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care if the federal government can look into your bank records, look into your home, spy on you, tap your cell phones? Tap your internet, see what you're doing, spy on you without you even knowing about it. If you're not doing anything wrong, Will Johnson, then why do you care? You're missing the point. I don't want them to know what I'm doing. It's none of their business what I'm doing. If I'm not breaking the law, it's none of their business. Why is that so difficult? But you know what? A lot of people, they're willing to give up their freedoms for safety. Oh, that's what we're calling it now. We're going to give up freedoms for safety. Are you okay with giving up the freedoms for safety? I'd rather have it be not safe in order for me to keep my freedoms. Some of y'all may think differently. And by all means, give me a call. Can we put the number on the screen? Let's put the number at the bottom of the screen there in the lower thirds. And you can give me a call and say, no, Will Johnson, you're wrong. I value my safety over my freedom. By all means, call me and tell me. 319-527-3453. That's the numbers right there on the screen. 319-527-3453. You can call me and say, well, you got it all wrong. In order to have your freedoms, we have to give up our safety. We have to give up our freedoms. in order to have the safety. This is what's happening. Well, let me share a video clip for you with Marjorie Taylor Greene actually talking about them doing the Pfizer. This is before they actually passed it. Listen to what she's saying. We're no longer in the United States of America. When they can do away with the U.S. Constitution, and all of these people that voted for this, they took an oath to defend and protect the Constitution. But when it comes to you and I, we're just SOL.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The question today is, do you trust the government? We often hear the claim that it's for your safety. And anytime the government tells us it's for your safety, the American people really question what that means. The same intelligence community that spied on President Trump's campaign has been deeply invested in reauthorizing FISA. And the same intelligence community that wrote the letter lying, saying that the Hunter Biden's laptop is not real, deeply wants FISA reauthorized. These are also the same people in the intelligence community that abused FISA and spied on hundreds of thousands of Americans. And I would argue they will continue to do it. These are also the same people who oppose the FBI having to get a warrant before they can search Americans' data. Yet we have a clause in this bill today that protects members of Congress and notified before they can search members of Congress data. It's always the rules for thee, but not for me. The problem is that this process to reauthorize FISA has received more effort than Congress has actually securing the border. And if the government really cared about protecting Americans, then they would shut the border down and mass deport terrorists out of our country and criminal illegal aliens. But they're not doing that. No, they're telling us we've got to reauthorize FISA so the government can continue to spy on Americans. There's been a lot of games played here in the swamp this past week when it comes to authorizing this bill. We were even told on Wednesday that FISA was completely stopped. Yet here we are, voting on virtually the same rule and virtually the same text. The only change has been from a 5-year sunset to a 2-year sunset.
I yield additional 30 seconds to the gentlelady from Georgia.
The gentlelady is recognized for 30 seconds.
Thank you. I would argue that changing that time frame does nothing. If Congress wants to change FISA to protect Americans or get rid of it altogether, we can do that. We make the laws. So the question today is, do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't. And the warrants aren't added to the bill text unless we pass the amendment after this vote and change the bill text. But a vote to change the bill text and add warrants will not get me to pass the final bill to pass FISA.
Ladies,
because
time
I don't
has
trust
expired.
The government, and neither should you.
So what ended up happening is that they removed it from being 5 years, being able to just automatically spy on the American people without having to go to the court to get a warrant. Now it's just now they changed it from 5 years to 2 years. And their reasoning for doing this is they're saying, well, we'll just do it the remaining 2 years while Joe Biden is in office. And when President Trump comes, we can revisit it. So this is what they've done. They've given complete, total tyranny access to Joe Biden and the Democrats. This is what they've done. Both the Rhinocrats and the Democrats, they're all for this, spying on the American people. And just think about it. This is the same FISA court, same FISA situation that they used to spy on President Trump in 2016. So they've left it in place. Oh, but for the next 2 years. So what's going to happen between now and next January? What's going to happen? They're going to spy again on President Trump. What's to stop them again? What's to stop Hillary Rodham Clinton again from going to the FISA courts, creating another fake dossier and saying that President Trump was colluding with Russia?
Russia.
Yeah, what's to stop them from doing that again?
I think it's interesting that they did it just
while Biden is still president and pass that. So that means
exactly
their plan is, hey, hopefully we'll get the Congress and the Senate back. And so then if Trump gets in office, we'll get rid of it. Right?
They should have got rid of it now.
They should have. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, the Democrats always have
a
plan.
Or you know what? This could be something for the Democrats that they're going to regret that they were supporting. Why do I say that?
Yeah, why?
Because President Trump becomes president in January 20th of 2025. Mm-hmm. Right? He'll win this year, but he'll actually, you know, they'll do the ceremony and everything of the 20th of January. It'll still be in place.
That is true.
To stop President Trump from cleaning house and the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and then go ahead and implementing what the Democrats have been doing to the rest of the country? Because right now, if you are a MAGA Republican, they have you on the list. If you're a Christian and you went out and you purchased a Bible, they have you on the list. So if it's still in place when President Trump comes into office, what's to stop them from putting Trans Tifa on the list? What's to stop them at that point from putting BLM on the list? And they can't complain about it. What's to stop them from putting these crooked politicians on the list? These judges, these DEAs, maybe it'll work into the favor of President Trump. But right now, I'm not happy about it. Why? Especially when you have someone like Dan Crenshaw. Listen to Dan Crenshaw. This dude is a total snake. And he'll make his every excuse like, you need to give up your freedoms. He's not going to say this. You need to give up your freedoms for safety and security. Listen to what he says, though. He's really slick.
It would do the necessary reforms to it would codify 56 more reforms. It would put in processes before queries are even made. It would put in criminal penalties for those who do not abide by those processes. The FBI hates these reforms, by the way. Please support this bill. Please do not support the amendment to require a warrant for queries. And I yield back.
Did you hear the last part of that? Let me play the very last part again, because he's trying to act like he's fighting for the American people. But listen to it. He kind of like slips it in there right at the very end. I don't trust this dude at all. He's a total rhino. Listen to it. Listen closely.
Please support this bill. Please do not support the amendment to require a warrant for queries. And I yield back.
Do not support the amendment to require warrants? Right? Right? Don't support that? Shouldn't they have to get a warrant before they just go in there and just start, you know, arresting people? Shouldn't they have to get a warrant to do the fake dossier all over again? Shouldn't they have to go through all that? Shouldn't they have to follow the Constitution before they just do all of that? We no longer live in the United States of America. That's what's happening here. We no longer live in a free nation. Not according to these evil Democrats. Okay, the phone line is open, 319-527-3453. If you want to call me and tell me how I'm getting all this wrong. I mean, by all means, tell me how I'm getting it wrong. Maybe, just maybe, I got it all wrong. Let's listen to Hakeem Jeffries. Because anytime you have Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats siding with doing something, then you really need to question it. They're all about doing these warrantless searches on the American people. And it's going to give them the power and authority to go after MAGA Republicans because they see us as a threat. Why? Because we want to vote and support President Trump.
Now, I've made the observation, not a declaration, the observation that if the Speaker were to do the right thing and allow the House to work its will with an up or down vote on the national security bill, that I believe that there are a reasonable number of Democrats who would not want to see the Speaker fall as a result of doing the right thing. Observation, not a declaration, because we have to have a conversation. I didn't necessarily mean to rhyme there. But a conversation amongst ourselves as House Democrats before making such a solemn decision.
So does that mean you're ruling out supporting any other type of package?
Our view, quite clearly, and it was expressed this morning in the WHIP meeting hosted by the Honorable Catherine Clark, who's doing a great job, is that the only path forward is an up or down vote on the bipartisan comprehensive national security bill.
The only path forward for that bill would be on the suspension calendar because, as was demonstrated yesterday, they can't pass a rule. Are you worried about losing Democratic votes over the Israel aid portion of this and that you would be in a situation where you couldn't get a two-thirds majority?
I believe that there are a sufficient number of votes to make sure that the national security bill makes it over the legislative finish line if it's brought to the House floor.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So we do have a phone call calling in, coming in right now. Let me make sure we have our phone system working right. Let's see if it's working.
All right. Rob from New York. Hey,
are
Rob.
You, are you there, Rob? Can you hear me? I don't think it's working properly. Yep.
Okay, so
let me see if I can fix it.
Rob, can you hear me? No. Okay. Well,
I can see him trying to talk.
Yeah, I can see him talking too. Okay, so yeah, so hopefully we can get this fixed. But I wanna mention one thing while Will's doing that, because this is happening right now. It says the U.S. is moving more assets to the Middle East as credible threats from Iran about to attack Israel are happening. So this actually is just breaking news right now. It says the U.S. continues to closely monitor what is it deems as credible threats in Iran on Israel. And then also today, at the same time, they're saying that Israel is bringing all of its leaders together because of the imminent attack from Iran. So, Will, it could be here in the next, oh my gosh, I don't even know, 24 to 72 hours, we could be looking at possibly World War III breaking out over there in the Middle East. So we're gonna keep watching this, but I mean, even the U.S. National Security Council said today, he said, we just want to say that we are watching this very, very closely. It says that they're trying to bolster the Israel's artillery. They said, right now, our focus is to have a conversation with our Israel counterparts and making sure, not just conversations, but making sure that we have what they need and that they're able to defend themselves, Kirby said. He said, we also want to be clear, it would be imprudent if we didn't take a look at our own posture in the region to make sure that we're properly prepared well. Because if you guys remember, Iran actually blamed the attack that they're attacking Israel for on America. Right? They said it's our fault. So we could be possibly... Well, it kind of is our fault.
We helped Iran attack Israel, and then we're helping Iran fund Hamas. So, I mean, it kind of is. I mean, same thing with came to Russia and Ukraine. We're trying to get Ukraine to be part of NATO. So the middleman in all of this is the United States of America. So I think we have the phone system working. Let's make sure. Rob, can you hear us now?
Hi, you guys. Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Rob.
Oh, hey, I love you guys. You got a great show.
Thank you.
Know, it seems to me like we're in a world of crap, though, because our government is so unresponsive to the citizens. I mean, 80% of the Americans, they said, are against this war in the Ukraine. So I got an easy suggestion for that. If anybody from our federal government's listening, take these people that are coming across the border, put them on a plane, give them a uniform, unload them over in Ukraine, let them fight the war.
Ooh, I like that.
He's still an American, bud. That's a good idea, don't you?
You know, I like that idea. I bet you they'll stop crossing the border then.
I bet they would. That'd be a deterrent.
And you know what else? From reading what I just read about us helping Israel, Kirby said we need to make sure that we have what Israel needs. Well, maybe if we didn't give so much to the worthless war in Ukraine, we would have what Israel needs.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Rob, let me ask you this, though. What do you think about them passing this FISA bill in the House? Because you know it's going to pass in the Senate, because as long as it goes against the American people, they're going to be for it. So what do you think about them being able to just spy on the American people without a warrant?
I'm pretty disgusted. And you had Eyepatch McCain on there. And, man, that guy makes me sick.
Yeah.
He's never met a war he didn't want to go spill our blood in, you know? I'm so sick of these friggin' people that just, they want one war after another. Good God. Every time I hear Eyepatch McCain and the rest of these people, it makes me, you know, really violently sick, you know? Like Rashida Tlaib, that woman is such an idiot, you know? She's sitting here saying, oh, they need a total this and that. You know, she doesn't seem to remember that on 9/11, when our buildings were getting hit here, you know, during our false flag, who was jumping up and down and handing out candy over there in the West Bank?
Yep, Palestinians.
The Palestinians.
Yep.
That's right. And here we got these idiot, like, I live near Binghamton, New York. Last night their city council just approved a measure to censure or to, you know, have displeasure with Israel, and they're going to send it to the president. This is a local little city thing, and these seven Democrats on there stood up and unanimously went and sent this thing to the president. I mean, they don't even know who the heck they're supporting, you know? They're supporting people that want Americans and Jewish people dead, and they see it as their mission in life to kill us. And here we get these politicians defending them to the end. It's just crazy in my book.
All of it's crazy. And I like how you're calling them Eyepatch McCain.
At first I was like, McCain, who's he talking about? And then McCain, I was like, he's talking about McCain.
Dan Crenshaw through and through. That's a very good depiction of Dan Crenshaw.
It actually really is. I never thought of that either.
Because, you know, he's just picking up where McCain left off.
Absolutely.
Picking up from it. And you know what? Thank you for bringing that nickname for him. to the surface. I like that a lot. You know, the crazy thing is that every last one of these people that's in political office right now, they all took an oath to defend and protect the U.S. Constitution, and they're just disregarding it. And they're saying they're disregarding it because they're trying to create safety for you, Rob. Or do you need them to do this for your safety, Rob?
No, I don't need that. I have guns. I have the know-how to use them correctly, you know, so I don't need some putts like Eyepatch McCain or any of these people to protect me, you know. I got things under control here.
Exactly. I think.
And I got a wife that knows how to shoot, too, so
we're not
too concerned.
It's awesome. Every now and then I can get my producer to go to the gun range and I have her, you know, shoot a rifle or shoot a pistol handgun. And the thing is, we don't go enough. I think we should personally personally, because of where I believe that we're headed, I think people should practice every single day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think it's to that point that people should practice every single day. And then, you know, you hear about all this all the time. Someone, well, you're not in the militia. You know what? Actually, every single man, woman, and child in this country that wants to remain free, you are already in the militia. You're grandfathered in. You don't have to report somewhere. You are already in the militia. And the Democrats and these rhinocrats, they're trying to destroy the U.S. Constitution, and they don't want us to remember what the Constitution tells us about this country. So
that's right. Yeah. Hey, one other thing, if I could, you guys.
Sure.
I saw a video this morning that was Ted Nugent and his wife, Shemaine, and he said that our government is trying to sell off a company called Vista Outdoors to a Czechoslovakian company, and he said they make around 80 to 90% of all the ammunition made in this country. I called my politician, Mark Molinaro, this morning and said he needs to look into this and stop it unless it's already gone
What's
through,
it called again? Vista?
Vista Outdoors.
Vista Outdoors?
I did a Google search, and it was true. Yeah, I did a Google search, and it was true. They said they had their investor call was way back in October, so I hope this hasn't gone through already.
You know, if they can do something under the wraps without us knowing about it, you know they most definitely will.
I think Nugent would know. I mean, he's kind of on the radar there with Trump and them, so we'll see.
Yep, we're going to see. We're going to see.
I love him.
Well, hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Thank you, you guys.
Have a blessed weekend.
Same to you. Enjoy.
All right, take care. Okay, everybody, the phone line is open if you want to give me a call. I don't bite too hard, 319-527-3453. Let me play something else while you're deciding if you want to give me a call or not. Listen to this one. This is about, okay, go ahead and split screen it, but this is not about, actually, here, let me do this, because I want to make sure, because a lot of people think that I might be, this is on The Witches of the View. Okay, here we go. Split screen it now. This is with the Witches of the View. And is it Sunny? Sunny here says about Joy Reid, or no, I'm sorry, Joy Behar, that it always leads back to Trump. Yep. Basically, she's saying here live on The View, you can see that Joy Behar is suffering from TDS. That's basically what she's saying, because she almost got a little offended by it. Watch.
Coming close to Kim Goldman. And I can tell you that even after...
Her son was killed.
Her brother Ron was killed along with Nicole Simpson. And I remember how palpable, even to this day, that loss is for
the
family.
What was the tragedy part?
Well, for me, the tragedy was the injustice, in my opinion.
Which part? Which injustice?
The criminal trial. The fact that he was not found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
I see. He was found liable later, civilly.
Like Trump is found liable for rape.
See, what does Trump got to do with this? What in the world does Trump have to do with this?
Our switchboard operator went, what?
Yeah, like automatically go to Trump. Now watch what she says. I'm gonna take it back so you don't. So
by the way, he was not found liable for rape.
Yeah, Trump wasn't.
Right.
Watch.
That he was not found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
But he was found liable later, civilly.
Like Trump is found liable for rape.
Yes, he was.
It's the same thing.
Well, everything goes back to Trump.
Until he's gone, I will not rest.
Liable for sexual assault.
Until he's gone, she will not rest. And Trump was not found liable or anything when it came to rape.
Well, may rest not be with her.
Yes. May she never rest.
May she
never rest. You know what? They still, after what they did in 2020, they're still not happy. They still haven't rest. Why? Because they see that President Trump is coming back, and they see majority of us still supporting President Trump.
Oh, I think they see it growing.
My goodness. It's growing leaps and bounds for President Trump.
I think that scares it. You know, Will, I so look forward to November. Because I don't even know if they're going to be able to talk when Trump wins again.
Oh, they're going to be so mad.
I think they're going to be so...
They're going to say the country's gone backwards. They're going to say they're taking us back again to 1864. They want... And, you know, you already heard it already. Who was it just the other day saying... Was it Joy Reid that's saying that the Republicans want to bring back slavery? Right, who was it? Someone just said it. I think it was Joy Reid.
I think it, It was The View, though, I believe. I think it was Whoopi, wasn't it?
I think maybe it was Whoopi. Maybe it was Whoopi. But anyways, we'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Hey, let me tell you something that I have going on. And I just started recently doing this, and it's actually on my website. Can we put that up there on the site there? Well, before we put it on the site, let me show you what I have here. Can y'all see what that is? Can you see that? Mm-hmm. Can you see it pretty good there? Mm-hmm. Y'all know what this is? So it's in this case. I'm gonna go ahead and take it out this case here. For those of you, I know some people are probably automatically looking at this and say, oh, I know exactly what that is. This is a satellite phone. And you can get one of these satellite phones by going to my website. And the reason why I'm highly interested in looking at these, because I've had so many people send me messages saying, Will, when it all hits the fan, how will we be able to communicate with one another? How will we be able to talk to one another? And you can do it with one of these satellite phones. Here's a sat phone on my website, uniteamericafirst.com. And you, if
/shop.
/shop. Yeah. You go there and you'll see the sat phone. And this is my producer and I were sitting there talking about it and saying, so for anyone who wants to get one of these beautiful sat phones, and I've tested it out. Actually, I got two of them myself. And because, you know, when you do satellite phone to satellite phone, they cannot listen in. And we're talking about the FISA here. I mean, oh, well, look at this. Perfect timing. Perfect timing, right? Because, look, we should be able to have conversations without these people prying into our private lives. But even more so than that, imagine they break down the communication, because we just had communications get lost, like last month, where all of a sudden a lot of people woke up and they were getting SOS on their cell phones and they couldn't even make a phone call, couldn't call 911, couldn't call anybody. Well, if you had a satellite phone, you could alleviate all of that. You could still make phone calls. You can go on hiking. You can go camping. You can be out in the middle of nowhere and no reception, but you'll still be able to make a phone call and even send text messages. Even send text messages with one of these satellite phones. And if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com/shop, you can connect with me. And again, for everyone who picks up one of these, from my website, uniteamericafirst.com, I'm going to share my satellite phone number with you. So then that way you and I can be in communication.
When it all hits the fan.
When it all hits the fan, because the regular cell phone, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Your landlines, they're going to cut that too. Landlines may still work in some places, but if you're on the go and you're out in the middle of nowhere because it all hit the fan and you want to be able to get communication to talk to a network of people that love the country, this is the answer.
And by the way, you get the phone free if you get the connection service.
If you do the connection service, you can get the phone for free.
Right.
You know, they do that a lot, you know, with cell phones and stuff like that. But this is really, really an awesome thing. I mean, this could be the difference between life and death, from knowing what's happening, knowing what's going on. This could be the answer for you.
And
it's,
you know,
the
what?
Answer for me.
It's peace of mind. If there's a husband and wife and your wife is out and something hits the fan, like let's say she works an hour away and you can't talk to her, it's a good thing for her to have a cell phone and you have a cell phone. A sat phone, to where you could go outside and start communicating with each other. It's peace of mind too, because we're in those days.
We are in those times where we're going to want to be able to communicate with one another. And this is it again. So again, like I said, if you get one of these, I'm going to share my satellite phone number with you. If you pick up one of these at my website, uniteamericafirst.com.
/shop.
Really easy. It's right there. uniteamericafirst.com/shop. How many of y'all been thinking about getting a satellite phone? A lot of people don't even know where to get them.
We're so excited to have this.
Now you know. As soon as I got it, it's like, oh my goodness, it's like Christmas. It's not even July. Right? And I was like, I started calling some people and they were like, who is this? Because it's a number they haven't seen before, right? But it's really nice because I went out in the middle of nowhere. I plan on going hiking. You know, before it gets too hot here in Texas, I plan on going hiking. I'm going to take it with me and make some phone calls, probably make it a little small video while I'm out there doing it, just to show people how it's working, how it works. And it's really, really, it's really like a peace of mind to have this right now. You and your loved ones, even if you have friends, you know, friends that you know that have them too, y'all be able to communicate. I would like to have a network of us, of American patriots, where we can still be able to communicate with one another.
Yep.
You're in one part of the world, I'm in another part of the world, right? I'm in one part of the United States of America, you're in a part of another part of the United States of America, but we will be able to communicate when it all hits the fan. And is there anybody watching right now that doesn't think it's going to hit the fan? Oh, Will Johnson, you're fear-mongering. Everything's going to be fine. They're not even doing this FISA. They're not spying on the American people. There was never a shutdown of our communication. None of that ever happened, right? None of that has ever happened. But yet I'm talking about it, and I only talk about stuff that I've seen already happen or possibly going to happen. But everything I just said has already happened. They've already done communication. We've already had the outages. They've just did the FISA. So uniteamericafirst.com/shop. Go check it out. Go check it out. We can be connected. Yeah. Check it out. Also, I do still have the phone line open if you want to give me a call. Okay. But let me tell you about this as well. And we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, and I'm very, very pleased with it. I'm very excited to share with you pamperwithgrace.com. This has been such a game changer for me because I've tried things in the past and I wasn't even expecting. I'm gonna be honest with you, I wasn't even expecting it to do anything for me. And just to be honest with you, you know, because I'll try it one time. Nothing bad, but I will try something first just to see. But I've been pleasantly surprised about how this has been working for me. And the biggest person that got the biggest surprise out of this was Shannon.
And you know what? Well, we've had actually some of our viewers love it so much that they've actually become advocates for
ambassadors.
This product. Ambassadors.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So that means that they're going to actually try to sell it and share, you know, the good experience they've had with others. So it's a great product. We're going to show you another testimony right here.
I had been on other collagen products and I really didn't notice anything. I just knew collagen's good for you. So I just take it because you're supposed to take it. So when this came along, I was skeptical. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. I'll try it. I had some weird bumps on my forehead that I have no idea what they were, but they're gone. My hair is growing like crazy. My hairstylist even said, she's like, I gotta cut it more. And then people just have commented, like, your skin is just glowing. Somebody just said that to me at lunch a few minutes ago. Like, your skin looks amazing. I haven't seen you for a couple of years and I can tell a difference. And both my husband and I have noticed an increase in energy, which again was something really unexpected.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cars and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
All right, we are back, everybody. So we're in our last segment. So if you want to give us a call, you might want to go ahead and call in now. The number is 319-527-3453. Right there, what you see on the screen, 319-527-3453. If you want to give me a call and talk about how the FISA, how the Republicans, the Rhino Republicans, and the Democrats passes FISA to spy on you. Or you can call me and talk about the UFOs that you're seeing in the sky. I'd really like to hear about that. You know, there was a UFO people recorded on the day the solar eclipse took place. Did you see that?
I saw that.
It's pretty interesting because people are like, what in the world is that? It was flying through the sky. And at first I thought it was like some CGI going on. But then you have some credible news organizations actually talking about it. And I'm like, wow, but no one knows what it is or what it was. You know, maybe we need to consult the flat earthers about it, you know, just to get some more clarification on it. But again, the number is open if you want to give me a call, 319-527-34. Let me talk about this. You know, OJ, OJ's in the news. OJ just passed. And of course, they bring up OJ and they have to interject racism. It's all about racism. You know, there was a video with OJ. He was asked about OJ. This is when he was like still playing football. Shannon, They asked OJ about him being part of the Black Civil Rights Movement. And you know what his response was?
What?
And he said, they were asking him to do it. And he said, why? Because you're Black. And he says, I'm not Black. I'm OJ.
Okay.
Basically saying that he didn't want to get involved in all that. He just wanted to be a football player, OJ Simpson at the time.
Oh, okay.
And just play football. That's what it was. That's what I'm gathering. And maybe y'all got it wrong. Y'all can tell me in the comments. But now, you have people like this. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Listen to me. Whoopi Goldberg. They all look alike. Listen to Whoopi Goldberg as what she's saying about the Republican Party. She's saying the Republican Party is wanting to bring back slavery. And let me remind you again, the only people that ever owned any Black people in this country or anybody for that fact has been Democrats. Democrats were the ones that had slavery. Democrats are the ones who wanted to keep slavery. Democrats, as of today, have children in slave trades because they don't want to do anything about the children coming across the southern border. So it's because of the Democrats slavery existed in this country. But listen to what she says about the Republicans.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. They're okay with it because, you see, things change. You know, one of the good things about the Supreme Court is you can fight to make sure you make stuff better. Mm-hmm. You don't generally fight to make stuff worse.
or to roll back.
And yeah. To me, if you're okay rolling that back when things were not even a state, when we had no say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how's that going to roll? How's that going to roll? What's the next thing? Because, you know, on this, with all of this comes birth control.
Right.
With all of this comes everything that you need as a woman to have had put in place to make sure that we were doing better than we were.
She's a total idiot. She's a total idiot.
By the way,
they always try to associate Black people with homosexuality. They're trying to associate Black people with abortion because they've done this very good to convince a lot of people to believe that. What they did in Arizona, going back to the 1864 rule, meaning that they're not going to kill the innocent life. She should be happy. This means that the Democrats won't kill as many Black babies, but that's not the goal.
Okay, Will, we got two phone calls. First one ends in 1544.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Joy. I'm calling from Georgia.
Joy from Georgia. Hey, Joy, thank you so much for the call. What you got?
I'd like to say, you guys, you're doing a great job. But, you know, as a citizen and a taxpayer and a resident, I'm becoming very frustrating with our system, the government and everything. You know, we vote these people in, and then at the end of the day, what are they doing for us? They're, you know, they're not taking care of us. They're letting everybody walk over the border. You know, they're controlling us. What's going on? What are we even voting them for in? Why don't we just vote them out and get them out real quick?
And you know, I'm completely with you. They come up and they talk a good game like they're going to do this for the American people. We're going to do this for my constituents, et cetera, et cetera. Then they get in there. I think they get in there and they get bought out. They get dirt on them. Something happens, they become corrupt, and then they just fall right into place with the rest of the corrupt politicians. There's something that happens on Capitol Hill with these evil people. there's something that happens to them, even when they say that they're good. Like, for example, like Dan Crenshaw. I'm like, man, he was coming up with these commercials, these ads for his campaign. Like, he was strong, military guy, America first. Then he gets in there and just flips the script.
Yeah, I mean, and first of all, I hate to say this because I'm a strong, true believer. You know, when it comes down to abortion and all this other stuff, you know, why don't we worry about education?
Mm.
Half of these children in America, they don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to communicate. They have all this technology for children to be babysitters. No, get out there like me as a child. And you know what? I had to go to the library and do research. I had to play outside until the sun came down.
Yep.
You know, this is, you know, not America. You know, I feel like, you know, my son is 26 years old. His life is doomed because if we're at this age now and we can't do anything and we're, you know, talking about race and talking about color,
yep.
We need to worry about what's going on and stop worrying about all this other nonsense. And me, to be honest, I'm sick of both of the parties, the Republican and Democrat, because as you just stated, they'll tell you whatever you want, and then when they get their little tail sitting in that seat, they're good. They
yep.
don't care. They're set for life. They
yep.
have insurance. They're all set. And what are we? We're sitting here and we're eating dog food while they're eating caviar? Come on.
Yeah.
They got to, like, wake up and learn real quick.
Yeah, Joy, you've pretty much just said it all. And you know what, though? That's why people need to get involved in local elections. People need to know who these people are. To be honest with you, we're so busy in our lives. A lot of people don't go find out who these people are. They hear billboards, they hear ads, and they go, okay, mm-hmm. I like that billboard, I like that ad. But they never get to actually know who the people are that are representing
is. And then when they find out who the person is, they keep voting for them because saying, well, this is who I know now.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, Joy, thank you so much for the wonderful call. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, the next phone call ends in 0388.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Will, this is Lee from Virginia.
Lee from Virginia. How you doing, sir? Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Pretty good, man. I appreciate your show. I appreciate everything you guys do. Two things. One, I don't know how much you keep up with the election stuff, but I listened to a guy named Joe Von Pulitzer. Very, very intelligent, very smart on this stuff. And he's already seeing how they're trying to rig Arizona. He's already laid it out. It's already out there. Not sure what all we can do about it. I mean, I'm in Virginia, so. And the second thing I wanted to mention, I know you are about free speech. And about a week and a half ago, I got muted on Rumble, Frank's speech. So I didn't know what your thoughts were about that, but I think you're pretty
Will
sure,
actually
man.
Got muted on Frank's
yeah,
speech.
Yeah, I was,
too.
You know, a lot of sometimes I'm doing my, you know, I like to chat with
Not
people
funny,
during the show. And I think it just happened by accident. So if you send me an email with your user ID,
yeah, send it to contact@unitedamericafirst.com and we'll pass it on.
Yeah, and I'll pass it on and say, hey, this is one of our listeners. They called into the show. Can you do everything you can in your power to go ahead and unmute them? Because I like it when you comment in the chats.
We do,
I do look at the chats and sometimes I read what's in the chat. But like, especially during the break, I comment a lot in the chat and I like to see what you have to say. So you contact@unitedamericafirst.com.
Yeah, sorry that happened to you.
You got that?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, cool. Hey, appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
All right.
Okay, well, we got one more phone call. We got Chuck from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Chuck, thank you so much for the call.
Hello, Will. You have a great show.
Thank you.
Okay, the one thing that I want to do is donate to your cause for what's been happening to you. But the idea as far as I don't like to use credit cards. I like to use a check. And the idea, I'd like you to put up your address on where a person could send a check to support you. And I'd like to see that on the screen.
Okay, I can put it on the screen. It's actually on my website, too. But if you can just put the website on the screen
for me. When you go to
UniteAmericaFirst.com.
Donate.
You go to my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate. It's right there on the screen. That is my physical address. So people send me gifts, blessings all the time to my physical address right there.
Yeah, because a lot of people are just like you. They don't trust the platforms.
Yeah, they don't trust card systems. And there's a lot of people getting away from the digital currency.
Sure.
I completely get it. So I do have a physical address, and it's right there on the screen. Or you can go to UniteAmericaFirst.com/donate, and you'll see my address.
Scroll to the bottom of the page. Did you get it, Chuck?
No, I didn't get it, but I was hoping you could put it. There it is on the screen. I see it right now. Hold it up there.
There's a delay. I have had it up there, but yeah, okay. We'll wait a few more minutes. Is there anything else you want to comment on before we let you go?
That was it. I need to support you.
All right.
Oh,
thank
you, really
Chuck. And we appreciate
you.
Everybody that supports us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We got one more phone call, Will, and this is... The last numbers are 9249.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is John. I'm calling from New Mexico.
Hey, John from New Mexico. Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Hey, I wanted to say that this is the first time I have ever called into a talk show or anything.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
My wife and I, we listen to you almost every day. She does, but... I'm still working, so sometimes I don't get home in time. Okay, so what I want to say is I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I'm 73. I'm still working. And what I wanted to talk about was our Medicare, if that's okay.
Hurry up, Don.
Yeah,
you got a minute
quick,
and 30 seconds.
Because we're about to run out of time before the next show comes on.
Okay, so anyway... I had to go to the hospital in the emergency room, and I still have insurance. So my insurance paid for most of it, had $2,000 left over. So I go up and I talk to the hospital. All right, how much will Medicare pay for? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Medicare won't pay for anything. And I've been paying into Medicare for 50 years.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
And so... They said, they told me they won't pay unless you're admitted to the hospital. I was in the emergency room. And then they don't pay that much. So I got six, 8 months later, I got food poisoning. I go to the emergency room. Well, that was the first time. Then I had a mini stroke this time. And so I go to the emergency room. They admit me.
You know, John, okay, we're getting ready to run out of time. I'm so sorry. Call me again. We'll do this every Friday. But I'm so sorry. We're getting ready to run out of time. We have to
sounds
let you go.
Sounds like our government didn't take care of you.
And you know what? It's frustrating
because
they put all this money into the illegal immigrants. They get free health care for everything. But here you are paying into it for all this time, and they give you nothing? This is absolutely disgusting, and I'm guessing that's what you were getting ready to get to, because it's repulsive that they're doing this. It really is. So thank you so much for the call.
God
have
bless,
a wonderful
John.
Weekend. God bless.
Anyway, I will call back and finish the story next Friday, maybe.
All right, take care. Thank you. All right, everybody, that's it for me. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.